The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the first government contract was issued in the Apollo Lunar Landing Program, as MIT landed the contract to develop the guidance and navigation computer at the heart of the Apollo vehicles. For its day, MIT designed one of the most robust computers that early 60s technology could squeeze into such a small space. Nowadays, most digital watches are far more powerful than that computer. In 1968, NASA Deputy Administrator George Lowe went to bat for the outlandish notion of launching the next Apollo flight to the moon without a lunar lander, putting the crew of three astronauts into lunar orbit and then returning them to Earth. The Apollo Command and Service Module had yet to be launched successfully even once, and if anything went wrong with the capsule sent to orbit the moon, there was no backup available to the crew. The mission was eventually launched anyway, sending three astronauts into lunar orbit over Christmas 1968. In 1973, the Soviet space program launched the Mars 7 orbiter and lander designed to explore the surface of Mars. Due to a computer failure, the orbiter released the lander too soon, and it missed the planet completely. In 1976, however, the Soviets launched Luna 24, the last of their moon-roving robots, which was also the third Luna vehicle to return samples of lunar soil to Earth. And in 2005, Space Shuttle Discovery returned to Earth after the mission that returned the shuttle program to space following the Columbia disaster. But the shuttle fleet was going to be grounded for another year since many of the bugs still needed to be worked out, such as the falling foam problem that led to the destruction of Columbia in 2003.
Discovery descending through 3,000 feet, 3 miles to touchdown. 1,000 feet. Landing gear is down and locked. Main gear touchdown. Drag chute deploy. Nose gear touchdown, and Discovery is home.
Artificial intelligence pioneer Marvin Minsky was born on this day in 1927. X-Files star Gillian Anderson was born today in 1968.
That's my problem with it, Mulder. It's all a little too typical. Abduction lore has become so prevalent in our society that you can ask someone to imagine what it would be like to be abducted, and they'd concoct an identical scenario.
Yeah, if it were only one person, Scully, but we have two individuals here, each verifying the other's story.
Well, thanks a lot. You really bleeped up this case.
Well, of course, he didn't actually say bleeped, he said.
Eric Bana was also born in 1968. You've seen him as Nero in the 2009 Star Trek movie. But in his native Australia, he's better known as a comedian than as an action star.
Hello.
I'm Captain Christopher Pike. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
You've declared war against the Federation. Withdraw. I'll agree to arrange a conference with Romulan leadership at a neutral location.
I do not speak for the Empire. We stand apart, as does your Vulcan crew member. Isn't that right, Spock?
Jess McAllen of Legends of Tomorrow was born today in 1982. On this day in 2006, Dr. James Van Allen, for whom the radiation belts around Earth are named, died. His experiment aboard the Explorer 1 satellite was the first to detect those belts. And in 2016, actor Barry Jenner, who played Admiral Ross in the final seasons of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, died.
Gentlemen, a magnificent victory lies before us.
I trust those are prophetic words, Chancellor.
They are. And I've not forgotten the promise I made to both of you.
that the three of us would share a bottle of blood wine in Cardassia Prime.
A bottle? I brought a barrel of 2309. There is no finer vintage.
Then I'll meet you both on Cardassia.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Come in, escape pod, waiting procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.